And Matt Bevan is back to tell us what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Big news out of the United States this morning, which affects us here in Australia. The Pentagon has announced that they are officially kicking Turkey out of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program.
As other U.S. officials and I have clearly said, Turkey cannot field a Russian intelligence collection platform in proximity to where the F-35 program makes, repairs, and houses the F-35.
That's the U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, Ellen Lord, speaking this morning at the Pentagon. What she's talking about is Turkey's decision to buy a Russian-made missile defense system called the S-400. The S-400 is an anti-aircraft missile system developed by Russia. If you want to know what it looks like a big brown truck carrying five big brown pipes, except those pipes are full of missiles. These are missiles designed to shoot down planes like the F-35, except so far the F-35 is such a well-kept secret that we don't think the S-400 missile system would be able to see it.
Much of the F-35's strength lies in its stealth capabilities. So the ability to detect those capabilities would jeopardize the long-term security of the F-35 program. We seek only to protect the long-term security of the F-35 program.
Ellen Lord says Turkey has had a lot of warning about the possibility of them being cut out of the F-35 program.
Since early 2017, when Turkey began publicly discussing its interest in the Russian-made S-400 system, all levels of the U.S. government have consistently communicated that the F-35 and S-400 are incompatible.
So why has this happened? Well, here's what Donald Trump says. He's been laying the foundations for his administration's explanation for this decision for a few weeks. He began while sitting next to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the G20 in Tokyo.
The president was not allowed to buy the Patriot missiles. So when he bought the other ones, the S-200s or 400s, when he bought them, he wanted to do this, but he wasn't allowed by the Obama administration to buy him until after he made a deal to buy other missiles. So he buys the other missile, and then all of a sudden they say, well, you can now buy our missile. You can't do business that way. It's not good.
This is the version of events that Erdogan's government have put forward to justify their decision to buy the Russian missiles. They say they tried to buy Patriot missiles from the US but weren't allowed to. CNN reports this morning that Pentagon officials say Turkey was demanding more transfer of information than they were prepared to put up with, basically meaning Turkey wanted to know more about the secrets behind the Patriot missile than the manufacturer or the Pentagon wanted to tell them. But President Trump has continued to take Turkey's position on this, and yesterday he continued to blame Barack Obama.
I've had a good relationship with President Erdogan. He wanted to buy our Patriot missile. We wouldn't sell it. And then when he made a deal, and he really wanted to buy it, and then when he made a deal with another country, Russia, to buy their system that he didn't even want, then all of a sudden we say, oh, okay, we'll now sell you the Patriot. And because of the fact he bought a Russian missile, we're not allowed to sell him billions of dollars worth of aircraft. It's not a fair situation.
The president says that essentially everyone is unhappy with what's happened here.
They're now prohibited from buying over 100 planes. I would say that Lockheed isn't exactly happy. We are now telling Turkey that because you have really been forced to buy another missile system, we're not going to sell you the F-35 fighter jets.
Now, he says Lockheed Martin, the manufacturer of the F-35, won't be happy, but many experts have pointed out that Lockheed knows the security of the F-35 is more important to them than the price Turkey was paying for 100 planes. That applies to us too. Australia has spent $17 billion on the F-35s, and if Russia was to figure out how it worked, that would devalue them quite a bit. The reality here is that Turkey under President Erdogan has been drifting away from the NATO alliance and towards Russia. This is very bad for the NATO alliance, as Turkey is in such a strategically vital geographic position, and yet Turkey's actions under President Erdogan in the 3 years and 3 days since the July 2016 coup, moving away from democratic principles, have made it difficult to embrace them. So it's a bit of a sort of an interesting situation here, Fran. I think from Australia's perspective, it's probably good that Turkey aren't going to get these planes to sit next to these missiles, but on the other hand, Turkey now need to buy some planes from somebody. Who are they going to get them from?
That's the ultimate prize.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.